T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your top stories at midday on this Friday. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing the Texas abortion law to stand while the case winds through the appeals process. KRLD's LP Phillips breaks down the latest decision.
The fetal heartbeat law, which bans most abortions in Texas, allows private citizens to sue anyone perceived as taking part in an abortion. A federal judge in Austin had stayed that law until an appellate court could review the language. That went to the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. The Fifth Circuit removed the stay, allowing the law to remain in effect, but it still has not heard the case. Now, UNT Law School professor Brian Owsley says the U.S. Supreme Court is declining to reimpose the stay.
We're not going to allow the preliminary injunction to go into effect, which the district court judge had issued. And so now the Supreme Court, it sounds like, will hear whether or not the Fifth Circuit got that decision right.
And that will be on November 1st. It doesn't mean a decision will come down that day. That's a week from Monday. They will just hear the arguments. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Collin County Sheriff's Department says one of their deputies shot and killed a Sanger man who was armed with 2 knives overnight. It happened on Chisholm Road in the northwest part of the county. The sheriff's office says the initial call was to report a disturbance, but when officials arrived, 35-year-old Gregory Goodall began moving toward the deputy while carrying 2 knives. He was struck in the chest and later died. The Texas Rangers are investigating. The Fifth Court of Appeals in Dallas has upheld the capital murder conviction and life without parole sentence for Brenda Delgado. In 2015, Delgado hired a hitman to kill uptown Dallas dentist Dr. Kendra Hatcher, who was dating Delgado's ex-boyfriend. Delgado also paid her friend Crystal Cortez to help in the killing.
Did you get paid for this?
Yes, I did.
What did you get?
I got $500.
Delgado fled to Mexico, where she was caught. But Mexico made prosecutors promise not to seek the death penalty in order to extradite. The appeals court rejected 11 grounds of appeal. The community in Grand Prairie remembers a police officer who died of COVID-19.
Friends and family joined with officers from the Grand Prairie Police Department at Gateway Community Church to pay their respects to Officer Andy McDonald. The 46-year-old lost his battle with COVID-19 on Monday. During the funeral service, Andy's father, Joe McDonald, says Andy was always compassionate, even as his first wife had left him.
He was still bitter on the inside, but he gave his life to balance that by doing good, by caring, by loving, by being considerate. That was Andy.
McDonald was with the Grand Prairie Police Department for 22 years, serving in patrol, SWAT, and the Community Services Division. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Officials with the McKinney ISD reminding drivers to slow down after a group of high school students got hit by a car this morning. It happened near McKinney Boyd High School. 3 students were at cross-country practice wearing reflective vests when a car pulled into a crosswalk and hit them.
Just a situation of somebody in too much of a hurry and probably not paying attention. And that's a common problem, I think, that we're seeing. Certainly a lot of distracted drivers on cell phones.
District spokesman Cody Cunningham says the driver immediately stopped and apologized. The students went to the hospital with minor injuries. No charges have been filed. Congressional Republicans say the Biden administration is putting Americans at risk along the border. South Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez says the increase in migrants can put landowners at risk, but also the migrants themselves. Gonzalez says a family of three was hurt riding a train through Eagle Pass last week.
And they're jumping off the train, and what happens? The husband loses his arm. The wife loses her foot. And the one-year-old baby little girl, loses parts of her hand. These are the stories that don't make it out.
Congressman Gonzalez says another caravan of Haitians plans to start moving through Mexico for the border tomorrow. Democrats' latest plan in Congress would protect some immigrants and those brought to the U.S. as kids from deportation, but it would not provide a path toward citizenship. A Fort Worth barbecue restaurant has won a lot of new customers since it was named the best in Texas by Texas Monthly earlier this week.
Goldie's Barbecue opens at 11 a.m., and a line of cars had already crowded Dick Price Road when they started serving this morning. The earliest arrivals got in line about 6 a.m.
If they don't sell out at lunch, then you don't want it. That's kind of the mentality I've taken into all of the barbecue grail hunting that I've done.
The owners say they're honored to be on Texas Monthly's list, and they were ready to feed a lot of new faces. But they also wanted to give a shout out to their regulars, including one woman who says the crowds will take some getting used to.
I've been coming to Goldie's since they opened day one and wanted to support them on their first day.
Goldie's opened in March of last year and is only open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. In South Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In sports, the Cowboys are off this weekend. The Stars host the L.A. Kings tonight at 7:30. And down in Houston, the Astros can eliminate the Red Sox and advance to the World Series with a win tonight in Game 6.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.